and welcome to Season 2, Episode 15 of the Cannabis Therapy Podcast, your go-to cannabis talk show for news, education, and resources. I'm Jen. I've been in the cannabis consumption industry for about 10 years now, but before we continue, hit like and subscribe below.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Subscribe. And my name is Earl, and I've been in the cannabis industry as an entrepreneur for almost a decade now, in growing, processing, and retailing. And we are here to get a well-balanced understanding about cannabis and cannabis products.
That's right. So today's topic is how to tell the sex of a cannabis plant.
Yes. Who knew that a plant has sex?
They like to get dirty too.
Yes. So it's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a great show.
But like we said, please subscribe. And we're going to go on to our next segment, which is the Nug News.
Nug News.
Yes. Our Nug News is sponsored by Tiggity, which is going to be the first therapeutic journal, online journal, that's going to allow you to record how cannabis products actually affect you. And I have my friend here, Snoop, as well. And it's not sponsored by Snoop, but Snoop is around.
He's snooping.
Yes. And you can go to whatsthetiggity.com, to learn more about Tiggity. And it's also brought to you by craftcannabisclub.com.
Good job.
The first cannabis club for the mature consumers, for educational resources and network purposes. Check us out. It is in Detroit, Michigan. On to the news. We talked about Michigan. We're going to stay local. This actually came out today. Surprise!
I saw this one.
Adult use cannabis sales begin December 1st.
That's insane. A year after we legalize it. Less than a year, because we legalized it December 6th.
Wow. Now, what does this mean, though?
Right.
Because over about 80% of cities actually opted out.
Right. Like, let's not forget.
Yeah. And they said in this article, too, which is key, about 12 facilities may be eligible come December 1st.
Okay.
And let's say, you know, there's about 10 million people in Michigan. Say 3% of them actually consume cannabis. 3 million people. Most likely 12 spots will not do it. However, this is progress. And also it is key that all the medical facilities are allowed to up to 50%. They can transfer up to 50% of their medical inventory into the recreational inventory.
Okay, that's cool.
But because there's a shortage in the medical marijuana market, and then you go open a recreational market, we probably won't really have any opportunity to get access to too much of it, but this is a start, right?
At least it's ready for us, so when people start growing and doing more, because they're doing those licenses too, aren't they?
Like the grow licenses? True, true. Yeah, and that's why it was kind of a surprise, because most likely, good job, good catch. the earliest expectation, because it takes a couple months to grow, was going to be like March, April for them to allow to have recreational access.
Right.
So it is good news. We'll see how it actually plays out. But I would not hold my puff on that.
Huh? Did you just think of that?
I really did, because I saw the smoke. Michigan school considers drug testing students involved in after school program.
Heard about it. I hate this. I hate it. I think it's a violation of like their privacy.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's just going to deter kids.
It's going to deter kids. It's expensive.
And like some of the comments was that, yeah, we need to do it so we can control these kids.
No.
And it's like, that's not, it's not the way. Prohibition is not going to make kids, when you tell them no, they're going to be like, okay, yeah.
Well then, yeah, I want to.
It's just education, you know, education. You have freedom. You educate on your choices. You fuck up. That's on you.
And like unpopular opinion, I smoked weed and I was in high school sports and I did perfectly fine.
Yeah. So yeah, they're testing for cannabis, meth, and I believe like heroin.
Like, okay, and honestly, I would actually be okay with like meth and heroin being tested for, fine.
Yeah.
But cannabis, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. You go to a party and someone near you is smoking.
Also nicotine. Nicotine. Because they are concerned.
Okay, but I'm also okay with nicotine. Just cannabis that I think is ridiculous.
Let the kids be high on weed.
But no,
everything
honestly,
else,
they
no,
shouldn't.
No.
They really shouldn't be drug testing them. I think it's a violation of their privacy. Like, their children, they're growing. And I also think because when you drug test, you can tell what prescriptions they're on, too.
Yeah.
And I think that's a violation.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my privacy. I'm on those prescriptions. You don't need to know about them.
And if a child is consuming, that's a parental scenario. Exactly. That's between the parents and that child and how they're being raised in there. That's a parental
exactly.
scenario.
The only time the school should get involved is if you bring weed or drugs to school.
Right. All right. And now again, if you can have a conversation, say you need to talk to your parents about it, they handle it. Let them come to school, do their schooling there, but that's an at-home parental scenario.
Agree.
As long as it's not disrupting other kids.
Exactly.
Or you're selling on a playground. That's another thing. vape injury update. It's been a little bit for our last episode, but vaping news has always been there every single day since then. But they found a culprit, a very strong culprit, vitamin E acetate, which actually was talked about
for a couple months. Right, a lot of people thought it was.
Right, but it has turned out like 39 of 39 cases all had vitamin C or vitamin E acetate in the cartridges.
That's so scary.
Yeah, and it's just like, who's cut? I mean, it's, is as a advocate and as a consumer, this really does hurt. If you are really in the industry and you are one of the, part of the community, it's not a good look. But I don't really think it's people from within the community. Mm-hmm. There's some greedy people who were probably greedy with other drugs, doing other things, or just coming over to this industry, being the same bumps, bitch-ass mofos, in another industry. No, this transfer here. So I don't think it's representative to the people of this movement, but it does kind of raise some eyebrows.
It does.
It does. So, but watch your cartridges, natural, whole plant, full spectrum, without any additives. Mm-hmm. And if it is, just don't use vitamin E. So watch for that. So, all right. Vermont organic hemp shipment leads to arrests of recipients in New York City. So there's a picture of some officers who thought they actually confiscated 106 pounds of marijuana. And there's pictures of them holding it in a bunch of bags.
Like super proud.
Yeah, like yeah, pumped. Man, we got this. And it turns out it was hemp. And it was hemp going to like a CBD store. That has been popping up. So they're going to try to, you know.
Oh my God, I was going to a CBD store.
Yes,
oh
yes, God. Yes. 106 pounds. So, I mean, it does bring up, though, the ridiculousness of trying to make the difference of hemp and marijuana or hemp and cannabis.
Right.
And you're trying to make a legal line of 3%, which you can't, you can't look at that and tell the difference between the two if you really are comparing them. They look like weed, smells like weed, it is weed, and you get stories like this. Like
it's
people
funny.
Are getting arrested.
But like even if it was cannabis, like if it was actually like THC, rich cannabis, that would still be really funny to me.
Yeah.
Like, such a badass in front of this.
Yeah, yeah. Like, wow, you got these plants. Like, I just think it's about time. The whole point of this, just move on. Let's just, just deschedule it and treat it like tomatoes, because otherwise it's just going to get ridiculous. We got years of this. We got years of this. Up and forward to look at people with big old, oh, look what I got. Are you see the episodes on like Netflix when they like fight in the woods, like coming down trees? I'm like, really? There's nothing else to do right now? They have these
like
helicopters, these suits on, like they got going in and they're just gardening. And it's just like, you're gardening. Okay. And they find one. And they find one that's like, this was about to hit the streets and get to the kids. Like, really? That's what's about to go on with that plant? That's what we, okay. He went home and you had dinner and he was just like, what'd you do? Oh, I got me some plants today. Like, come on, man. Just real quick. All right, anyway. Marijuana use tied to lower rates of depression and suicidal ideations. What did I say?
Ideation.
Ideations. Wow, that's a good word. I've actually never seen that word. Ideations. What does that mean? Ideas? We're going to Google
thoughts?
That.
Suicidal ideations. Thoughts.
Ah! Good job, Jared and John. All right, we knew that. We just tested.
we needed them to know.
True. Which is actually, so PSD, it has been known with PSD that cannabis actually helps reduces ideations. So therefore, there's some studies now coming. So hopefully this also will be a way, because it's always, you know, about the veterans. This can help get things politically there. Because Congress and House Representatives love to support the veterans.
Right.
So if you put that in there about how, they also, cannabis helps them when they come back. They can kind of get back into society.
Plus, it was just Veterans Day,
off.
So I think this is like perfectly.
Yeah, true. So definitely check out cannabis for PTSD. And I believe that's it for our nug news.
All right, and on to the main topic, how to tell the sex of a cannabis plant.
How to tell the sex of a cannabis plant. Who knew?
That they have different sexes.
A male and a female. How can tell that? Without even looking, is there something that pops out to you? How you can tell the difference.
So as a seed, no, you really, I mean, I don't think you can. I feel like you're going to learn me so much today.
And I was just curious, like, what is the most common thing?
If you just walk into a grow, I feel like no. But if I, like, walk in and look at the branches of a cannabis plant after it's been in for a while, probably.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of hard to tell. I feel like you have to be very experienced.
And I'm curious with the viewers, before we can get into this, before we even tell you how you can tell the difference, like, what do you think? Like, some people, because I think a lot of people think you smoke the leaves of cannabis.
Right.
And people, I didn't know you smoked the bud or the flower of it.
Exactly.
So I'm wondering, like, how they think that a female will look versus a male. Is there other masculinity to it? Or, you know,
Taller, shorter? Yeah.
But we're going to tell you. We're not going to keep you in suspense. We're going to tell you right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
Cool. So, cannabis plants, they do it. They say X and Y, huh? X and Y chromosomes of their genetic plants. And so there's XY and then there's the XX.
Mm-hmm. So XY is male, and then XX is the female.
Look at you, biology class. Plantology.
This is how I should have learned biology. I would have done so much better.
True that.
Like, if they were like, cannabis plant, I'm paying attention now.
Like, you remember that in science class when you had to, like go with, like, the leaves?
Yeah.
And you see the different, like, layers of the veins and stuff like that?
Yes.
That was a cannabis plant?
So into it.
Bam!
They shouldn't drug test kids.
Cannabis plants even have their own genitals. Now this.
Genitalias.
Did I say that? Genitalia. So there's pistils, and then, see, to me, I just call them ball sacks. There was pistils, and then there's ball sacks.
I see the light.
But we call them, what do we call them? Pollen sacks. That's what we do.
Pistil and stamen.
So you see that? You're probably looking at an image right now from our good man, Jared. And you see little pistils? They're kind of looking like little weeds. Like little seaweeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
they look like hairs almost.
Yeah. So, and it's usually located right in between the nodes.
Yep.
Cool. And then now, those pistils can actually start to look like they have little balls now.
Mm-hmm.
And those ball sacs, pollen sacs, usually comes in about what? How long do you think normally you can see the difference? Say from seed.
From seed?
Yeah.
Oh my God, every strain is so different too.
Yeah.
I would say about 5 to 6 weeks.
5 to 6 weeks?
Yeah.
I would agree. I would. Now, some say, because, you know, say you got a seed. The seed's going to take, let's give it 5 days.
Yeah.
Right? 5 days for that. And then say you give it another 2 weeks, and it's in an adolescence stage. And then you transfer that, and then it goes for another 4 to 6 weeks to be a teenage stage. Usually within that 4 to 6 week period, you may be able to identify it.
Okay.
But the closest, I found some to where it looks like it's just pistils, females, and then 2 weeks in a flower, you start to see actually that is actually a
male. I feel like we had that. We did our first grow, and we kind of had that. We were like, no, they look female, they look female.
Yeah.
And then they go in, and we're like, oh.
Yeah.
Some of these are a little
Yeah. So
mixed.
If you got lucky, and you're able to identify it during this vegetative stage. Again, this is our grow series, and we're going to do a lot of talks about what's vegetative, what's flower. So if some of the words are kind of throwing you off, don't worry about that. We're going to do more videos. But the vegetative stage usually is just when it keeps growing. It's not flowering.
Right.
So if you are lucky enough to find it during that stage, cool. You can take it out.
Yeah.
You know,
Hasn't infected anyone.
Or maybe you have a room for just male plants.
Because some people are going for that.
Right. Or if you're trying to sex a plant. Meaning that you're trying to have create a baby, you can cross. That's why there's so many thousand different kinds, different variety of plants. It's just like dog breeding.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
at some point,
it's like, what kind? It's like, it's just a mutt. I mean, it's a bulldog, American bulldog. It's a pit bull. It's a chihuahua. It's a shih tzu, and it's just like
it's
this
a
thing.
Mastiff chihuahua.
That's one hell of a dog. A massive chihuahua.
A mastiff.
Could you imagine?
Like a Tibetan mastiff, but chihuahua. Like just this huge ass chihuahua.
But how did
or
it start?
Or like a tiny
though?
Mastiff.
But imagine the little chihuahua and then the big mastiff. Somehow.
Like there has to be some.
Okay, back to the plant. All right. So I would say, don't think, okay, cool. I'm in a clear. I don't see any signs of it being a male, but you're going to talk about some more signs. Then you put it into the flower stage, and then you just forget about it. You think,
right.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's
fine. It's good to go. Because you can stress it at any point also.
Right.
So you should keep an eye on it, keep looking, keep checking.
Right. So if you see a little ball sacks, that are signs. Another thing is they grow taller than females.
The males do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a theory. It also depends if it's a sativa type plant, mm-hmm. which is going to be long and lengthy, or a indica type plant, which is going to be short and bushy.
Right.
So if it's a indica male, it's not going to grow taller than a sativa female.
Right.
So it's just,
it just,
you know,
can't.
Yeah. But it's just a tip if you're really trying to.
Like if you have, you know, you're growing all the same kind.
Right.
And you see ones that's like way taller.
That's a good idea. Yeah. If it's the same type of, if it's the same Kim dog, so you got a bunch of seeds of Kim dog, and you got 10 of them, and it's a 50-50 chance of some are male and some are female. Some of the ones that are ticking off faster than the other ones, you may want to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like a little kid over there, acting a little fast. Maybe you're going a little fast over there. Straighter plant structure.
Okay.
That's interesting. Less flowers found on the top of the cannabis plant.
Okay.
I have not noticed that. I don't really harvest male plants.
Right.
So I guess I really couldn't be able to tell you at the full stage. I caught some, but I never seen.
You know, you're not going to let it go.
Yeah.
That's rude.
And then tighter clusters.
Okay, so like branches or leaves?
The branches are kind of
okay, versus like
spaced out.
Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
There's some good signs, but I mean, your best bet is looking for the pollen sacs.
And so the slide, you can also find these resources at cannabistherapynetwork.org. And you can zoom in there and you can really see the male. Like, you know, we got like that cute little graphic.
Yeah.
And if you zoom in when you get those slides, you can see it a lot better.
True that. Cannabistherapynetwork.org. Go to resources, get all the slides. That's what I'm talking about. Now, why do we want females versus the males? What's the big deal?
Girls are just better.
Damn. That is kind of true, though.
It is true.
Like remember, like in elementary, like you playing like on a recess, and then like this flag football, and all of a sudden the girls are scoring all the touchdowns. I was like, how are y'all so much faster than us right now? Because you guys matured faster,
right.
Whatever it is. But then and then we catch up to you. And then
eventually happens.
Yeah.
You can always tell the age of like a group of kids by like how tall the girls are compared to the boys in the group.
Right. No, and seriously, I like if I had coached a young football team, I just had a bunch of females that will win championships because it's so much more produced.
But no, the female produces the bud that you want to smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. And during our history of cannabis, we actually talked a little bit about it, mm-hmm. but yeah, there was a point in time where they call it sensimilia, where they separated the males and the females.
Say
and
that notice
sensimilia. Where and then they realized, well, the females, since they weren't getting pollinated, the buds just started to swell up, and it was just like and then it was more potent, so then it became more desired to do that going forward.
Okay.
But it was not always. I mean, usually you're in a field, you didn't care. You had
right.
No, the males and females, you put it together. It's kind of like swag weed per se. But once you separated them. It now became a thing to where your yield was higher.
Mm-hmm.
It was more potent, more flavor. So the females had it going on. Another thing about the females is that the seeds, so males produce seeds.
Right.
Which there's a taboo about it right now to where if there are seeds found in your cannabis, it's a thought of that was swag weed. But not all plants that have seeds are swag weed. It's a plant. It's just, to me, it's like a watermelon. You got watermelon
right.
comes with seeds. It is what it is. Still a seedless one, you know, it is what it is. So, but you do that to separate the male and the female so you can avoid seeds.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's guaranteed. Because some females, if you stress them out, you mentioned this earlier, can do what?
They produce seeds.
They call it hermaphrodite.
Who's going to try to test it out? Hermaphrodite.
Look at that. Listen, we're flawless here with our pronunciation.
Hermes.
This is not good. Hermes.
Now,
some ways to start off with feminized plants.
Okay.
Right now, well, the first one says autoflower. But autoflower, just want to confirm, does not always mean it's a female plant, though.
Right. You can have an autoflower be a male.
Right. And so basically, we're talking about seed. So one way, you can start from seed, but again, it's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
You need to kind of see as they mature, watch for those pollen sacs or watch for those pistils. Whether it's autoflower or natural, then you just still need to wash those out.
Right.
But autoflower does mean you do not have to switch it over to flower.
Exactly.
By using a different light cycle.
Right. They're just going to go when they're ready to go.
And they just keep growing tall if you keep them at least under 18 hours of light. And then you could do 6 hours of darkness. And they just keep growing. But once you go 12 and 12, 12 hours of light, 12 hours of darkness, then go into flower stage. What autoflower means, you can avoid even having to switch them over to 12 and 12. It could be good in shorter spots or shorter seasons. If you're in Michigan and you're growing outdoor, you may not, you don't have enough time to grow, like in Oregon or something like that. So,
yeah.
That's a good purpose.
I mean, it snowed. It's like early November and it snowed.
Yes.
So, like, we get kind of screwed.
Yes. It is 20 degrees.
Yeah, it's very cold.
Do you understand what 20 degrees? The people in California and Florida, y'all, you know, still in your shorts right now. It is 20 degrees, man. Like, that's...
And people are like, why would you live here? And I'm like, because we legalized marijuana and then a year later, shops are opening.
I mean, it's just... Yes. These shops are opening despite how much turtle penis is going around here. All right. So, feminized seeds. So, you talking about regular seeds? No, we got feminized seeds. Mm-hmm. Feminized seeds is usually, we talk about stressing out a female.
Right.
So, if you do stress, people can intentionally stress out a female. That female will produce some seeds. Mm-hmm. And then those seeds have a higher percentage of being also female.
Because it came from a female plant.
Yes. Are you bragging about that?
No, I mean, it's just...
Because this is what females do.
It's what we do. It's what we do.
No, if we want to have big...
But also, like, having seeds in your plant doesn't necessarily mean that it's male.
It's true.
It's a perfect example.
Yes. It could just be stressed out.
Exactly.
Or just, don't. It could have just been change in humidity temperatures. Mm-hmm. Just something else could have just triggered it. I mean, it could even be in the genetics of the plant that it does that. So you can find feminized seeds that have a higher chance. And this is the next tip, would be one that I like, is just clones.
Right. Yep.
So if you found a female plant and you're growing that female plant, before you flip it into flower, you can actually cut clones of that female plant, and you know each time those clones are going to be just like its mother, a female plant.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the seeds, you got the feminized seeds, and then also you have the chance of cutting clones.
So with clones though, like you got the female plant and you cut it, you can still stress that clone out to be hermaphroditic, right?
Yes.
Like, you can always, no matter what, you always have to take care of your plants to make sure that you're not stressing them out. No matter what you do, how you grow it.
True.
You can stress your plants out.
I'm just wondering if hermaphroditic is a word.
I don't know. But
I was like, that was good. I was like, yeah, I'm going with it. But I think we did a good job covering it.
I think so, too.
So, that is how to... sex a plant.
That is how you tell the sex of a plant.
That's how you tell the sex of a plant.
And then how you can get to that desired sex of the plant.
And we're going to continue our growth series.
We are.
We're going to continue it. This has been a most requested series.
It is.
For us to do. Because you guys subscribe and because we listen to you, we are doing it. And we're going to continue to bring more grow tips to where you can really go from seed to sell or gift or smoke.
Smoke.
Yes. One of those. Cool. On to our next segment.
Token tips?
Token tips. Token I like tips. It. Semi-pro tips, kind of. If you watch our first season, blend it with our tokens of wisdom.
And pro tips.
And pro tips.
Shake now it I'm just all doing up token in there. Tips.
So, yes. So, from you are a grower, growist, and you have some tips, and you may experience the male-female scenario.
Yes.
What is one of the tips that you would give?
Don't overcrowd. So we did 12 plants in a tent that did 6. We germinated 12 seeds because we figured some weren't going to germinate and we weren't going to kill them.
Yeah.
Like, they're our babies.
Yeah, it's tough.
So we grew all 12 and they stressed out. They were all females, but they did go a little hermy and we did get some seeds, but we're growing those seeds, so I don't really care. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Leave them alone when their light's off. So we would like go into the grow room and like go and like peek in and check in on them. Yeah, no, the seed, their plants that were in the front that got the filtered light had the most seeds.
Huh.
So don't, you know, like when they're sleeping, when the lights are off, like leave them alone.
Now, when you did consume some of the plants that had seeds in it, how was you, because of the whole stereotype or the whole stigma, smoking it with
seeds.
It was
strong fucking weed.
It was good. It was still a good product.
Like, so, a lot of people wanted our weed, and we did a lot with it, and I mean, we used a lot of it for processing, like making baked goods, everything like that. It was really good weed. It just had some seeds.
And that just leads to my token tip, was you don't have to just kill the plant.
Right. Oh, away. Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, my tip is, I mean, you could just still, it's still useful, even if you made it into concentrates, if you made it into food grade, or just consumed it.
Yeah, we still smoked it. It was still good.
It is still consumable. The whole taboo of, you know, oh my God, this is it's a male, as if it's like a nuclear bomb or something like that. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. It's not. And then also something cool may happen is that plant that actually is producing seeds could pollinate another plant that you right. have. And then now you have a whole new genetic.
So we did that. We had cookie glue and Alaskan ice. And so all of the seeds we got from it, we're calling ice, ice cookie.
Ice, ice. Look at that. And now you, and this is how you get over 6,000 different types of varieties. And how, you know, cannabis is so unique. It's so it different. It's such a beautiful plant.
It is so beautiful. I love yeah. it.
It's you can do so much with it.
So versatile.
Yeah. So don't just throw those meals away. There is, don't throw us away. There's a place for us.
They're still like, okay.
We can do things. Come on. You know, I bought sacks. All right, cool. That's our talking tip. So, yes, we do promise to post a new episode on Thursdays. May not be every Thursday now. it has been a little break.
It has been a little break.
But we're coming back full throttle with Grow Series. But we are going to post it during the week. Maybe a Friday, but we're going to try to do it on Thursdays as well. But no matter what, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Check us out on the website, cannabistherapy.org. Check out whatsthetiggityapp.com. And also,
whatsthetiggity.com.
What's the tiggity? Thank you. This is why you have female plants. There to correct you.
CannabistTherapyNetwork.org. CraftCannabisClub.org.
Autocorrect.
whatsthetiggity.com.
Yes.
And then like and follow us, G3 Cannabis Therapy Network, Cannabis Therapy Podcast.
Yes.
We on YouTube, that's where you found us.
And if you got SEO needs, marketing needs, copy content needs, go to
NewHillMarketing.com.
NewHillMarketing.com.
That's me.
On the hill.
On the hill. That was good. That was cute. I like that. I'm going to use that from now on.
That's not it?
No, that's mine now.
Oh.
But thanks, guys. We'll see you sometime next week. And if you have any questions about anything we said today, comment below and we'll answer back.
Cool.